No, I was just thinking that when you hear the expression God is faithful, that it is not just only in relation to what he does. I think we have to emphasize, first of all, what he is, who he is. It's not just because, and we're glad to know that he does wonderful things, there's no doubt about it. But who he is in his nature is his faithfulness. And who is he faithful to? To me? He is faithful to himself. And I think that that's what has to trigger a response with us in the subject matter of faithfulness. He's faithful to himself because he has holy standards to which he, from which he does not deviate. He remains consistent with the same. So I think if we might appreciate that faithfulness is not just, and I appreciate the fact that, yes, he does exercise faithfulness to us, but it is the matter of who he is in himself that must activate a response with us.
And there is a verse, actually, that underlined that very principle, that it is an intrinsic thing of God himself that he is faithful. The display of it in his activity, because I would not know the faithfulness of God until I see it displayed, and as Brother Alfred was saying, in the person of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I think the first time it is mentioned probably regarding God's being a faithful God is it in Deuteronomy chapter 32. Mm-hmm. In Moses' song, when he, and it's interesting, it's in Deuteronomy, after the wilderness journey at the very, very end of it, which if anything displays the faithfulness of God to himself,
yes,
in spite of the people, it is really in that. And you see it in Deuteronomy chapter 32, I think around verse 4, and I would read from Mr. Darby's translation. Ascribe greatness unto our God. He is the rock. His works is perfect. His work is perfect. For all his ways are righteousness, not on the expense of anything.
Yes.
Righteousness, a God of faithfulness, without deceit, just and right is he. So this is really the faithful God in connection with righteousness, in connection to himself, and in connection to his people in spite of their failure. And Moses could utter that at the end of the wilderness journey, having seen the faithfulness of God in spite of the unfaithfulness of the people, which gives us comfort that,
yes,
if we are not faithful, he remained faithful. He could not deny himself.
Yeah.
I believe also, just to add to that, it has to do also with three aspects of it. It has to do with the doing things, the condition of the heart, and to be fruitful. If you go, remember from the book of 2 Kings, you have different kings go there, and some of them, they had the term used, they did what it was right in the sight of God, but their heart wasn't faithful to God, or wasn't according to God's mind. So they did something, but according to heart, it was faithful, but their heart condition wasn't faithful. Also had to do with the fruitful, how we be fruitful, because if you're faithful, you are fruitful. The example of the Lord gave about a master who gave three packages. And one of them did not invest. He wasn't faithful. And it kept in the ground, and he was judged for it. The others, they added to it because they were faithful. So it has to do with that. When my doing has to be faithful, my heart condition has to be faithful, then I will be fruitful to God.
One more point on this definition of faithful. I think it's already been established well, but I think about it that there's two aspects of faithfulness. There's faithfulness to one's character, which we have in terms of God cannot deny himself, he abides faithful, and being faithful all by yourself, we can say. And then there's faithful in a relationship where you can be counted on by others, or you can be expected to be consistent with the character of the relationship. So I see that in sort of these two scenarios. Faithful to oneself or one's own character, and then faithful in relationship. And we certainly see both of those features with regard to God, seen in Christ, and also in the saints that are written about in Scripture. We see this faithfulness that's internal and then this faithfulness in their relationship.
I would like to add just a couple of thoughts in relationship to when the Scripture says God is faithful, it always have a different or a little difference when he's faithful toward me. The word faithfulness is really comes from the word trustworthy. Trustworthy. As far as you and me, he is trustworthy that I can put my trust in him and take it to the bank. But the subject is God is faithful. Christ is faithful, that which is in himself. But the thought in the Hebrew, although it carries the thought, but the highlight is that he's worthy. He's worthy. So when God is faithful to himself, he's worthy because of who he is. And the result of his faithful, God is faithful, I think there is a verse in Lamentation tells us what kind of faithfulness comes out from him in relationship to others. Great is thy faithfulness. It takes this character of who God is. Yes, God is faithful, but also God is great. And because of who he is, the faithfulness that is displayed toward us, toward you and me, the characteristic of it is great is thy faithfulness. Like everything else that Christ has done, or even every office that he took upon himself, it has this character of greatness. And how wonderful to see it, that even in relationship to faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
In the three passages we read in Revelation, two of them has to do with, and it ties in with something that was said, which is very important, alignment with truth or alignment with character. Mm-hmm. He says he is the faithful witness. He faithfully represents all that God is. Mm-hmm. He faithfully represents and gives witness to all that God is. And the last passage in chapter 19, it's his nature, it's his character. Mm-hmm. He is faithful and true. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that also is aligned with this idea of faithfulness is one being true to those fundamental realities, in the case of God, his character, his nature, doesn't deviate. In the Lord Jesus Christ, seen the same way. Mm-hmm. When we get to the faithfulness of men, it is what has been entrusted. It is alignment with the truth, alignment with everything that God has made known. God has made known to us himself in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ comes as that faithful witness to testify, to give witness, to bear out all that God is in his character. Mm-hmm.
Can I add to this? In Revelation 1, the faithful witness emphasizes his life on this earth. Mm-hmm. And then we have seen he's also the faithful witness now while he's in heaven. Mm-hmm. And he will be marked by faithfulness when he establishes his reign on this earth. He's always faithful.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13.
In the Lord Jesus Christ's pathway on earth, in terms of that first case, which is very important, one of the things that's very fascinating when we think about this idea of the Lord Jesus Christ's faithfulness is, and you can see this at the end of his ministry, at the end of his earthly ministry, in John 17, he could say, I have finished the work that you've given me to do. Mm-hmm. God would give the Lord Jesus Christ a purpose and a mission in his coming, and he would be faithful to carry it through. The definition of faithfulness that we've been talking about is not only true to the character, but true to the mission, true to the cause. One who is, who's kept and is worthy of trust, one who can be relied on. Mm-hmm. The Lord Jesus Christ would carry out every detail of God's will in perfection, and he is that faithful witness, testifying to all that God is and all that God will. He would say, I didn't even speak anything of myself. I spoke only the things that I heard. What is required of a steward that he be found faithful? That you attend to the interests of the other. And the interest of the Lord Jesus Christ in his pathway here is that God might be glorified. That God might be honored. That God might be seen in all of his words, in all of his actions, and all that he would do, that God might be glorified. So this idea of faithfulness is also the commitment to what has been deposited or put in trust.